You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. In Michigan, you can be fired because you're gay. You can be denied housing in some instances. You can be denied service at a restaurant or a bar because you're gay. That might be changing. There's a bill in the legislature that would extend protections for LGBTQ folks under what's known as the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a Republican who is gay and who thinks LGBTQ community doesn't need to be protected by the state in this way. But first, joining us now is a West Michigan business leader who thinks protection under the law is necessary and important. Andy Owen is the CEO of Herman Miller. Welcome.
Hi, Lester.
So why are you urging Michigan legislators to add sexual orientation, sexual identity to the protections of the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act?
You know, I've worked in a creative industry for my entire career. Before I came to Herman Miller, I was in the fashion industry, and I have been surrounded by diverse thinkers, innovators, creative people. And I think the way that we need to win as businesses in today's world is by being inclusive, by adding as many differences, diverse opinions as we can to our workforce. So for me, it's a talent and retention and business imperative, as well as the right thing to do.
Well, nobody's stopping you from hiring people who are within the LGBTQ community. So why do they need protection under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act?
You know, it's a great question. And when I came to Michigan, I have to admit that I didn't realize that our LGBTQ community did not have these basic protections until I was interviewing a candidate. And that candidate had done their homework and came with questions about the company, but also questions about the state, and asked me about protections for discrimination against the LGBTQ community. And when I got out of that conversation, I did my homework. And for me, it is one of those things that when you are coming to our state in order to be competitive as an LGBTQ person, you need to feel safe. You need to feel that your employment will never be taken away from you because of who you are and who you love. You'll be able to eat where you want. You'll be able to have a house where you want. So for me, as I try to attract people to my company, sure, I can have protections within my company that guarantee that. And we have for centuries had protections against anti-discrimination at Herman Miller. However, I can't guarantee that once that employee that comes to work at Herman Miller leaves, they have the same protections outside of the workplace. And that's why it's very important.
So this person that you interviewed, what was their major concern? Were they from Michigan? Did they know about it, or were they from out of state?
You know, actually, Lester, I've interviewed quite a few people from out of state and from both coasts, and this person happened to be from New York. And their concern was that they were coming from a state where these protections were guaranteed, and they were concerned as a member of the LGBT community that coming to Michigan, they might encounter situations where they were not protected. And so that was the basis of question.
I think a lot of people believe that since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage was legal, that everything for LGBTQ folks is okay. You're saying that's not the case. So why do you think that Elliot Larson will solve that?
I think it'll solve that because I think most people don't realize that these basic protections around employment, around housing, around where you eat, that people that are in the LGBT community can be denied these basic rights that many of us have. So, yes, we have the right to marry, but what if I want to rent a house and you don't want to rent it to me because I'm gay? So I think the expansion of this act and extending these protections so that Michigan can become inclusive versus exclusive is critical.
With this recent news of the Attorney General advising the Michigan Civil Rights Commission that it can investigate complaints of discrimination against LGBTQ people, why is that not enough? Doesn't it accomplish the same thing as expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act?
You know, I don't think it does. I mean, I think you need to have the ability to take action and the ability to take this to court, the ability to defend yourself and protect yourself.
What's at stake for Michigan if the legislature does not add protections for LGBTQ people?
I think what's at stake for us is the most diverse and competitive and innovative workforce. In today's world, where things are changing at a pace that is more rapid than any of us could have ever imagined, we need a workforce that is innovative, that is creative, that can solve problems that are coming at us at 1,000 miles an hour. And I think if we do not open our state to every single kind of person, if we are not inclusive, we will not be competitive and we won't have a talent we need to move forward.
Andy Owen is the CEO of Herman Miller. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester. It was a pleasure.
Let's now turn to an opponent of expanding Elliott Larson protections to LGBTQ folks. Leon Drolet is a Republican Macomb County Commissioner, a former state representative. And for the purposes of this conversation, Leon, I guess we should add that you are a gay man. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So why do you think it's unnecessary to expand Elliott Larson?
Well, I think a lot of the things that Andy talked about are not real concerns of many LGBT folks in the real world. For example, I can't think of an incident in Michigan, certainly in years, where somebody's been denied being able to eat in a restaurant denied buying a home. Or something because of their
sexual orientation. I'm going to interrupt you there because I know some folks at the Fair Housing Coalitions around the state, and they would certainly disagree with that.
I'm not saying there's not instances. I don't know of any, and I don't think it's on the mind of the other gay folks that I talk to that, gee, I'm going to apply for a mortgage, or I'm going to rent an apartment, or I'm going to go stop at this restaurant, that they are going to be discriminated against based on their sexual orientation. You know, incidences can occur, individual instances can absolutely occur. And they occur for some people, they don't think they're political orientation. The incidences can happen. But it's not a widespread concern. I frankly think it's incredibly rare that somebody would say, gee, I want to move to Michigan, but I'm afraid that I won't be able to serve at a restaurant. Because it, for the most part, doesn't happen.
Have you faced discrimination? I know one of your political campaigns got pretty wild because some people were making accusations that you were in favor of allowing, you know, public gay sex or some ridiculous thing like that. So you've seen this yourself.
In several of my political campaigns, I have had, the American Family Association of Michigan do robocalls saying I have an extremist, gay agenda, or an opponent in one case who later apologized and printed a retraction, accusing me of, advocating for public sex and all kinds of, crazy allegations. And, those have been overcome. I certainly have faced that in the political sphere. I've never faced discrimination in going to a restaurant or nothing in regard to discrimination in the traditional sense of, being told I couldn't rent a home or something. We focus on this law that changed or this politician that did this or that. And while those things can be important, and there certainly have been laws that have made a major impact, more impact has been made by the individuals, private individuals coming out to their families, their friends, their coworkers, overcoming those obstacles, the conversations that folks have. Those are what really change the world. Changing a law is like a trophy. It's something you can put up on a wall and point to, but it really isn't the hard work that is done to make change.
Well, if that's the case, why have any civil rights laws at all? Why include anything in the Constitution or the state Constitution to protect any class of people?
Well, I think that when it comes to government, the government certainly should treat all citizens equally and neutrally. And here in Michigan, we've adopted a constitutional amendment that says the government shall not discriminate against nor grant preferential treatment to any person on the basis of race, gender, national origin, ethnicity, that sort of thing. And I would be completely in favor of the Michigan Constitution being amended to state that to include sexual orientation. That applies then to all government entities. But when it comes to private institutions, such as, a restaurant or a club or whatever it might be, we've seen where most private institutions have already adopted non-discrimination policies. Almost every Fortune 500 company has adopted such provisions. We've also seen the private sector react in the past to change discriminatory policies when they've existed. I think that's how it really is best handled.
Well, what I hear you saying, though, is government should step out of the way. Government should allow a little bit of discrimination, and the marketplace or the private sector will work it out.
I think the government should respect minority views. And minority views can include very unpopular views within the private sphere. So if somebody has a very ugly view that they don't want to serve people who are gay at their restaurant, or they don't want to hire someone who's gay and it's a private entity, I think it's best worked out in the social sphere. I mean, for one, I would not want to eat at a restaurant that was had an ugly policy like that. I'd rather, in some ways, be explicit than be hidden and manifest itself in other ways. Similarly, if I was working in a company that where the people who ran the company had a very negative and hostile view about people who are gay, heck, I'd like to know about it, and I'll look for another job.
Let me give you a little exaggerated scenario. So if people start posting gays need not apply for the job, or that LGBTQ folks are not allowed in, I mean, how is that different than the racial stuff we saw in the 1950s?
Well, I think the difference is the widespread and the prominence of the discrimination. In the 1950s, in many cases, that discrimination was ensconced in Jim Crow laws and in other laws. But beyond that, it was pervasive. There is many other options today because society is much more open. I can go find another baker to bake me a cake. I can go find another restaurant to eat in.
So let me ask you one final question. What would be the harm in expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to protect LGBTQ folks?
I don't think there'd be very much harm. There may be some discrimination that occurs against folks who really do have, you know, strongly held religious views, but I honestly don't think it would make that much of a difference.
Leon Drolet is a Republican Macomb County Commissioner and a former state representative. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.